Well, as we said at the top of this evening's news, Pope Benedict has appealed for the concrete solidarity and active support of the international community, calling on all not to abandon the people of Haiti in this time of need and grief. The Pope has also assured that Catholic Church will not fail to take immediate action through its charitable organisations such as Caritas to meet the urgent needs of the population.
The United States Ambassador to the Holy See, Miguel Diaz, echoed the Pope's concern for the people of Haiti. He was speaking to us just 2 days after the Pope's annual address to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See.
I want to begin by saying that I want to express my deep concern for the people of Haiti. As someone who grew up in Miami, I have many Haitian American friends back home. And on behalf of the United States and on behalf of our embassy, I want to send our prayers and our thoughts to the people of Haiti on this day. Clearly, this is a catastrophe, and both the President and Secretary Clinton have sent their thoughts and prayers and have pledged the support of the United States during this time when we evaluate and assess the needs of the people of Haiti. And so I wanted to start with that. And clearly, this is something that is this related to the Pope's World Day Peace message and the Pope's recent message to us as ambassadors, because the care of creation and the relationship that creation has to human beings is clearly at the forefront of this Pope. And it was clearly echoed in his both the speeches. And so once again, I just want to express our deep condolences to the people of Haiti, and the thoughts and prayers of the United States are with them today.